Hello and welcome to another episode of the Two Bros Podcast. We are Two Bros. This is the Two Bros Podcast. Welcome, welcome. Yes, 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 I'm aware it has been a while, but I have a very good excuse. I was studying. Yeah. Needless to say, I mean, things really picked up a bit, and we're going to do a quick, there's going to be a quick episode. I don't have really much to add, but I figured I should just do an update because it's been a while. So planning to do like a weekly series like I used to do when I was sailing, week one, week two, week three at sea. It's not just not been possible because it's been a lot of reading, a lot of studying, a lot of assignments. And I think it's in the full swing now over here. And yeah. It's just been a case of catching up because there are some parallels like I had predicted. There are a lot of parallels. In fact, some of these topics overlap a lot, but there's so much stuff which I haven't studied in the past. And since this is a master's program, you're supposed to just know about it. And obviously, I mean, they have their own schedules, they have their own plans. They're not going to slow down because of me, and all of that ends up being on my shoulders to figure out what is being talked about. So, and then again, you have weekly assignments for all subjects. And one of the major decisions that I had to make was I had signed up for 4 classes. That was a total of 15 credits. Everybody else I met had taken like 11, 12 credits, maximum 12 credits, I believe. And for the first month, I think I was like, I can do this. I can still hang on. And I was literally like hanging on because I was scrambling. It was a lot of work and a lot of reading because classes were, let's say, not very helpful for me to keep up or catch up. And the homework just kept piling on. And it's one of those things, you know, it's called a sunk cost fallacy, where you're like, I've invested so much time and effort and I should just keep going. Or it's called the gambler's fallacy. You just sort of like keep going on. You think like you're going to make your money back, but you just end up losing more and more. So I had to make a hard decision and I dropped one of my classes because that was one of the elective classes, planetary sciences. It ended up being everything except planetary sciences. It was a lot of coding. I taught myself coding. And then it just kept getting more and more complicated, and I just wasn't enjoying it at all. It was deriving equations, reading about stuff which I'd never heard of before, and truth be told, I was not keeping up, and it was a hard decision. I wasn't entirely thrilled about it, but I had to do it because I wanted to focus on my core subjects more, and maybe I'll go back to it in the third semester when I've sort of settled down more and I'm caught up. Maybe I will, because I mean, there were bits which were interesting to you know, study, and there were these moments in class you're like, I was like, oh man, I love this subject, this is amazing. But I think it was just the workload that got to me, and in hindsight it seems to be a good decision because it has kind of opened up my schedule a lot. And it's weird because the elective was the one which was taking a lot of my time. I was off classes. I was pretty much studying this subject because I had to. It was science heavy and maths heavy, so I had to like study all of that and catch up. And it's not just basic high school math; it's serious stuff. So deep dives into YouTube, Udemy, a lot of these online courses, this and that. It was interesting. I mean, I don't regret not going for this class. I do like it. I did like it. It was interesting, but I felt like I had to give it up. And this last week, oh man, we had this assignment. What is this subject called? It's 582 spacecraft technology. I think it's the name, proper name. No idea what to do. It's just homework has been assigned. Slides have been read in class and you're just supposed to figure it out yourself. And yeah, took a while. And good that the OCD dude in me is just like, he's on it. So I picked up this homework last week itself, and I was just on it. It took a while. I submitted it on Thursday. It was due yesterday, due Friday, but it took me all of the whole week, the whole of this week, and a couple of days of the last week to get it done because it was confusing as hell. Some of the values were random, the answers were weird, but turns out they were right. So that worked out. Other subjects, 478 is, what is it called? Where's my textbook? Spacecraft and space environment. Yeah. Again, one of those things could have helped me a lot if we go into a little more detail than just throwing these words around. A little more explanation, but I guess it's been a case of managing my own expectations, because you study in India, you think, okay, you're going to be explained everything and it's going to be given to you. But that's just not the case. You just got to figure it out yourself. And for the longest time, I was agitated. I was like, why is this a thing? Why is this happening? This doesn't make any sense. Why am I paying the university for, if they're not teaching me, you know, if they're not giving me education? Ideally, that would have been the case where this is an educational institution. I mean, on paper it is, but now I feel like they've become, and this is the case with a lot of universities, a lot of countries as well. They've just become like a stamp of authority. Like, okay, we approve this person. He has completed our program. And yeah. So that's been the biggest reality check for me, that I need to teach myself. You're not entirely lost. If you do have questions, you have GSI, grad student instructors, advisors, you can go to them, ask questions. Now, these are guys who are in the master's program, who have taken the class before, or are PhD students who have, I mean, information, or they have also taken this class before, so they do help you out. But yeah, that's kind of who I had to rely on, because I had so many questions. And I'm a guy, I cannot work out of half-baked information. I need it all. I need to understand the whole thing, and then I will be confident. Otherwise, I will not feel good about it. And the first few homeworks, I was writing assignments. I was submitting them, but I didn't know what I wrote. But over a period of time, it's become better. And I am kind of keeping up. But yeah, man, this one assignment, it took everything out of me. And once I clicked that submit assignment button, and this, like, I felt like a weight just sort of evaporated off my shoulders. And then this is why this weekend is free-ish. We already have two more assignments lined up. One for 478, which is due next Friday. Then another 582 assignment, which is due the Friday after that. But I felt like I've earned this weekend. I'm just going to chill. I'm not going to do anything. I woke up this morning, had a Zoom call with some person, saw Manchester United score two goals in injury time and win. They really didn't deserve to win. It sucks, but we don't care. I mean, 10 years from now, how does it matter? How you got those 3 points? You just got those points. It doesn't matter. The form is still terrible. And this is another weird thing. So back in India, football matches are what, 8:30, 10:30, 12:30 at night, 11:30 at night. You just, I don't know, pop a beer, have a dinner, have a slice of pizza, this and that. You watch football, your team loses, you go to bed. You forget about it, you sleep on it. You get over it by the time it's morning. Here, your team loses Saturday morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. And you're like, oh man, my whole weekend is ruined. So yeah, I mean, if they were going to lose to Brentford, and this would have been, what, the third, fourth, fifth loss already? I don't know what I would have done. But that final, luckily we won. Scott McTominay, of all people, scored a goal. And good thing we got in. Took a nap in the afternoon. I was reading the textbook just to get familiar with what the assignment is. I was reading the textbook. I fell asleep. I woke up at 5 p.m. Flew out my drone. There was amazing, some like... The trees are turning, and we all know about the fall in the States. We've all seen it in, I don't know, Seinfeld, Friends, whatever sitcoms we grew up watching. So the trees are turning yellow, orange, whatever color this is. And I got some good shots. And halfway through one of the shots, I turned back around to see where I was. And then the drone is at like 100 meters at this point, and I can see this wave of rain coming down. And it was pouring as hell, and I had like a minor panic attack, and I rushed it, and then I can see the rain falling on the drone in the camera because I have a direct feed, and I'm like, okay, this is it. And it's proper rain. It's coming down like it's there's no tomorrow. So I had a panic, a little bit of a panic attack, rushed it down. As soon as I got a visual line of sight on this thing, obviously I could see it, but then you can't spot it because it's further away. I could see it, and once I could see it, I just dropped it on the ground, landed it, took it inside. It was still okay, thank God. But yeah, and it was yesterday. I'm sorry, this is all, there's no pattern to any of this. I'm just like winging it off the top of my head, whatever's coming to me. It was just yesterday The sun was out. It was beautiful and sunny. It was high to mid-20s. And then later in the evening, the temperature just dropped and the winds picked up and I could tell. And all morning, I'm seeing these clouds come in, these winds come in from the north. And that's Canada. That's the polar wind. I don't know where it's originating from, but it's coming down from there. And the temperature overnight has plummeted by like 10 degrees. So I think last night it was 5 degrees minimum. Tonight it's going to be 3 degrees minimum. And yeah, even the maximums are in the low teens now. So this is just going to be the whole of next week. And that's just the start of winter. And I could feel it. I could feel it coming. And those who know me, they know how I detest feeling cold. I was running around. I was doing a lot of running and I felt good. I felt warm. I was just wearing one jacket and I was good. But again, like I said, this homework, I've not done anything for this whole week. So I feel cold again. Oh, man. It's been hectic. Yeah. And that's precise. This is the only reason. I mean, I thought about doing an episode every now and then. I mean, in the middle, there just wasn't enough time. I was just not in the right frame of mind to record anything. It would have just been one half baked effort. And we know we want to give quality content to our dear, dear listeners outside. I mean, all 3-4 of you listening since God knows when. So yeah, that's where I'm at. October is going to be really busy, by the way, again. So the next episode might be November. I don't know. We have project submissions, not submissions. We have project presentations coming up. So I was drafted into a project which involves finding out methodology to mitigate or track or locate space debris, which is an increasing problem now. It's really serious. So we got to come up with ways. So we're doing a lot of research. But then again, some other groups have got like 10, 15 people. Our group has got 3 active members and 3 passive members who turn up when they want to. So yeah, it's been a bit of a stretch. And then again, with the load from the other classes, you can't devote as much time as you would like. And in hindsight, dropping 565 was a good decision because now I can really invest time into the project as well, which is required. And that is, I'm going to get graded on that presentation. But this is the midterm presentation. It's not the final presentation. And this does go into next semester as well. So technically, the final submission is going to be April, May 2024, something like that. But it's been hectic. I have adjusted to life here. I feel like, and surprisingly, I feel like I've been here for a while. And I think that goes back to life at sea, where the first few days are weird and then you just take to the place. This is your home now. And that's just what you tell yourself and you get on with it. And not a big deal. I mean, it's all right. It's a small town. It's quaint. It's quirks. There's a nice looking river here. The campuses are crawling with college students. Just the other day, I think it was, what is it, Friday, Thursday, Friday? Friday it was, I think, where there was an anti-abortion campaign on campus by the students. A couple of them with billboards and they were getting in people's faces, handing out pamphlets and stuff, which is, it was interesting. You hear about these things and you're like, okay, but this was happening on my campus. So I was like, okay, sure. I'm not going to say anything. Freedom of speech, do what you like. I'm going to reserve my judgment about all this. And it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, but I'm not even from here, so it doesn't matter. So yeah, and classes are good, life is good. I made a few friends. In fact, I'm supposed to head out in a bit. There's a watch party which is happening for one of the shows. It turned out we all watched this one show. I'm not going to say which one because it's embarrassing as hell. But yeah, we're going to be there's going to be a watch party in an hour, and I figured out the bus schedule. The living situation is all sorted. Everything is coming in. Amazon can finally find my address and they don't lose my packages anymore. I was spending weekends tracking deliveries. I don't know what it is, but And then when you call them, you're like, yeah, okay, here's your money back. And I'm like, wait, I still need it. They're like, no, okay, just make another order, which is weird. I don't know. So yeah, getting used to moving around. Bus schedules are on the back of my mind. I know where, what time of the day, what bus is going to be available from what point. I basically just need to track one bus, number 22. That's where I'm at. And classes are fine. I made a few friends, like I said. And honestly, social life has been crap. Non-existent, zero, zilch, nothing. Because again, there's just assignments. There's no time. And if you do socialize, you do go out, then you're stuck then. I remember there were people on Friday evening, the afternoon lecture from 2:30 to 4:30, there were people in class doing the assignment, which is due later at midnight that same day. And I had submitted it the day before, so I was cool. I was listening to what the guest lecturer was saying. It was an interesting lecture, but again, wasn't delivered very well. It's interesting. There's so much experience, but it's not that everybody's a good teacher. It's very interesting. What qualities do you need to be a good teacher? I'm told I'm a good teacher. My cadets always used to say, I teach really well. What is it? I don't know. I don't know what makes a good teacher. Like some of these professors have a world of experience. It's not like they've stopped working. They're still working. And they're working in the field that they're teaching. So they know everything. And they're very well well-versed with the subject, but they just can't get it across as well. I don't know what it is. Very interesting. Anywho, so yeah, big recap, dropped a subject, submissions coming up, exams coming up towards the end of October, early November. Don't think I'll be able to make Big Brother's wedding, which is on 4th of November, and fall setting in, temperatures have dropped. Anything else? Yeah, semester ends December 1st week. So, yeah, halfway there, I guess, in the first semester, more or less. And let's see what happens. Still, I haven't decided what subjects I'm going to study next semester. But I've realized one thing. I'm not a scientist. I'm an engineer. I need to pick courses which are engineering heavy. And I do enjoy them in class, number one. And number two, I can understand them. I can draw parallels from my experience. The sciencey subjects, nah, I'm all over the place. Doesn't work. So, yeah, that's been a recap of being here a month-ish in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's been fun. It's been good. And, yes, there were moments when I was questioning my decision, if I'd made the right choice by dropping everything, selling everything, cutting off ties, and coming here. I questioned myself for a bit, but as of now, I'm good. I do like it. I'm glad I made this decision, but we'll see how it goes. Anywho, I'm going to go get ready, get on a bus, and go to this watch party. Hope you guys are well. And again, apologies for not being regular, but I'll try my best to be regular. And yeah, we're planning to get Bro on the podcast again. He's also in the middle of finalizing a house, shifting this and that. So he's also got his hands busy elsewhere. Yeah, we will try to accommodate everything else in between. Alrighty, thanks for listening. It's been a short episode, and I will see you on the next one. Bye-bye.